the first time I had a computer, the first computer I had or experienced was the Commodore VIC-20. And I remember as my parents were arguing that I was watching too much TV, so they got rid of the television and they bought a computer, the VIC-20. Oh, that had to be like 1983, 1984, back then. And it ran software. You had a cassette, an audio cassette that stored data on, like you'd store data on a CD-ROM nowadays. And it was an audio cassette, and it had this audio or this cassette player, but it wrote and read data off of audio cassettes. And we would get this magazine, Byte, B-Y-T-E, and you could order cassettes out of it. And they also had whole programs that you could type in. They were on the page of the magazine, and you could type them in, and you'd have a simple, crude game at the end, or a drawing program, very simple, where you could draw a line. And they didn't have a mouse. It had arrow keys and it did have a joystick, but it was mainly a keyboard. So. Did they have machines in school? In my grade school, they did not have machines until I was in junior high. So not until I was in junior high. And I think did they have Apples? I think they had Apple 2GSs or something like that. I had the Commodore 64, and my dad was kind of a computer freak because he's an engineer. Then we had Commodore, VIC-20, the Plus 4. Then I moved up to the Commodore 64. Then I got a Commodore 128. Commodore Amiga, that was my favorite machine at the time. Then I had a IBM 386, and then I stopped using them for a couple years until I got a job in 1996 at a computer lab at a school here. And the internet was just starting, so about that time I was always on the internet. And then I got a systems engineering job during the dot-com boom, and bought a Pentium 200, and then from there I just have upgraded that. Actually, now it's running like 3.4 gigahertz with tons of hard drive and memory, and a video card that has more, 256 megs of RAM. And I also have a Mac iBook at home, which I use. Mark Heller, and I'm 29.